Blog Talk Radio.
Always here for the motherfucking shit, Adi.
Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we are live, back on the air, for another installment of the show. Always here for the motherfucking shit, Adi.
The advice, the chimneys in the world, all the chimney knocking down at the door, all of the bitches taking to the floor. Gimme more, gimme more. I can tell now what you wanna know. Are you here for it for the motherfucking show? All these elements, why should I waste them? All of your bitches, give them a taste. All this cunt now, who should I give it to? Which one of them should I pick? Or I've now step in the shoes of an oversized cunt. Now I'm telling you all of it, what you really want. Cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing, body grooming, nigga, I'm feeding bad, but I'm here and ready for the show. Pass me the blunt so I can grow.
That's your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we are live, back on the air, for another installment of the show. Always.
Now stop, we here, we into it. No playing in my face, get into it. We're here, we stepping on the floor to it. Get up, get down, now move to it. Now every head a little man bitch you in. This is what I wanna see on the merry-go-round. I'm a bird in my ear, fly to the element. All this pussy never celibate. Oh!
So I don't know where the children is at tonight, yeah. But we are live, and we are here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. You know,
we are here. We are live on the air, honey. I have the icon, Jack Gordon, which is live on the air with us, honey. And we're here to talk about our up and coming global reality TV show, Legend, on HBO Max. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm good, just being Jack Mizrahi over here at the coach dinner. So I was like, let me come up here and let you guys know what's going on in my world right now and everything that's happening over at Legendary, because we had a really good time the last two tapings. So, yeah, Josh, let me call up. Let me call up in here and let you know what's the tea.
Well, what's the tea?
Girl, I mean, you know, we are all in our feelings a little bit. Last night we taped our first elimination episode. The first episode, which I can't wait for you guys to see this show. Like, honestly, like, oh my goodness. These kids are really going off, like, working and just, you got to see their schedule and how they're making it happen. And for people who come into the tapings, and I'll get to that a little bit. I know you come into the tapings and I know you're seeing the outcomes early and I know some people can talk. But that still doesn't define, like, the true nature of the show. You're really not going to get it all until it's all pieced to you, piece by piece. And so you see them getting ready. You see them trying to discuss, you know, how to make it happen. Until you see them struggling at rehearsals. Until you hear these personal stories, which, of course, to me, is always going to be the heart of the show, is the kids in it, you know, the families, the houses. They're the real heart. And our struggles and who we are so real, you can't even... You can't even script it. You can't even fabricate it. You can't even pretend because it comes out. And last night, when I tell you just the emotion in that room when it came to our bottom two houses, it's television times 10. I'm serious. This is what the world really needed to see to pay a little bit more attention to our needs. So, yeah, we're just a little bit in our feelings, girl. But, yeah, but it's all good. We got 7 more episodes to go. Are you coming tomorrow, Miss Singh? On Friday?
Oh, I'm going to be busy. Taking care of Gordon's team.
Okay, so we'll see you the week after that, because I know we're probably going to do one of your shows live from the set, which will be pretty cool, so everybody can get a chance. But for anybody who hasn't been yet, it is really, I mean, especially if you're in a house and your house is on the show, and I would advise those that whose houses are not on the show maybe you'd want to come and get your asses here in Stanford, take a quick look at what's going on, because, you know, a season two comes in, this is a perfect cheat sheet for the houses who are not on, because now they'll know, like, they see the format to see how it goes, and they'll know what they need to start getting ready. I'm not saying the categories will be the same, but the idea behind the project, they'll know what they're coming in for. So if I was you girls, I wouldn't wait till the show premieres on HBO Max in May to start seeing what it's giving. I think you should come to Stanford because, number one, your community would love to see from you whether your house is on here or not, but I'm sure your friends would at least 5 or 6 of the 40 cast members that make the contestants. And don't forget, it's a bunch of us as well on set. Like, you have Eric Archibald, Marquise Foster's there, I'm there, you know, Sid is there. Me and Sid is actually this one. Sid and I are actually doing a lot of the writing and the blocking, the creation of just the language and the feel for each theme. So this week's theme is going to be Bizarre Circuit, Club Kid style. We're doing $500, open to all performers dressed like a crazy clown on Friday. We're doing $500 best dressed spectator. So come through, come have fun. Because
people
that's
on
what
live,
it's really all about.
On live, and they're saying that they're sending their information over to the email, but they didn't get a response back from the people.
Oh, well, tell them a lot of times that email comes out for, they'll probably get that email like the day before the taping, if I'm correct. And I know this Friday is probably already booked, so they probably need to start looking at the dates and definitely start booking for future episodes. But for those of you who don't have the email, let me give it to you. It is legendaryaudiences@gmail.com, and that is legendaryaudiences@gmail.com. And that way you can come be part of our audience. And also understand, I want to clear up something that happened last week, and I think it was misinformation or somewhere, you know, you're getting it from so many different sources. The people who arrive to the show as extras, they're there on set for about 8 hours. They're brought in to do stand-ins and different kind of things that we need early to prep for the live show. Those are the people that are getting the $100 audience fee. That's the extra fee, that's the day rate if you're going to be an extra on the show. But if you are being invited as a special guest, like if I was to invite you, well, Kelly, you got your own invitation. But if I was to invite anybody, you'd be a VIP. You'd be considered VIP, and you'd have certain access that a lot of people don't, or general admission does not. And but that does not include the $100 because we're you know, I'm inviting you to come and to support. And that's the same thing with the 25 tickets that each house does get. So you're coming. If you're coming to get $100 and sign up for to get on the bus at 1 o'clock or whatever that time is, and do that, and that's your coin. But if you're coming to support your house and you're coming through from your house, you'd be considered VIP, and it's a whole different ballgame, and there's no payment for that. But so I just really wanted to make that point clear, because what we don't want is for people to don't see what we're trying to do or to see what is happening with the show and think that it's just a whole bunch of malarkey. But yeah, we're having a good time. Awesome over there. The people are phenomenal. The producers want this to really be as big as we've ever imagined it. So I think we're in the right place, and I think when everybody sees it, they're going to gag. They're going to really, really gag. Period. Period, Miss Kelly. And when you get on camera, when you get there to sing, everybody's filming from all sides. We have cameras upstairs, downstairs, we got cameras to the left, to the right. You girls need to smile and have fun. Huh? I'm just on
the phone. Yeah.
Did somebody call in?
You know, no. You girls definitely need to come out and have a good time, honey. And, you know, a lot of the girls are on the line, and they don't want to be the extra, honey. They want the coin, honey. So, baby.
So go ahead and sign up, Missy. Sign up and be an extra and get on set, girl, and get your camera time. But when you get on camera, Missy, like I always say, you don't know who's looking at you. Some people have been found just walking through the park strolling. You know, we have a beautiful, gorgeous community. No matter what your color is, what your size is, we live in a new, no-judgment type of world. We live in a place where people are looking for, like, the things that made you think that is weird about you is what people really notice more about you, what access you now. So come through, Miss Thing. Come look good. Be posh. Let the girls know that you're in the fucking building and get your cameras on. That's how I see it, if I was going to do that. So I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Yes, Tabitha, call in. The phone number is 646-668-8783. Call in. Maybe we can put it in. If y'all got questions, feel free to call in and ask y'all questions that y'all need to ask.
Yes, Mary. No, I'm not. Listen, I have to tell everybody the bathroom and just saying these things on this phone call. Everybody keep thinking I'm a bathroom attendant. Bitch, not in all this coach.
I just
look like I'm a bathroom attendant.
I just dropped the new flyer. I just dropped the new flyer on my group, and I'm about to drop it on, I dropped it on Instagram, and it's on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely go and check out the new advertisement, baby. The new promo video flyer is definitely out. I need to go check her out.
The energy there, guys, is just so amazing. And in every bowl, of course, you know, will be a different theme. Like I said, this Friday is going to be our Cirque Bizarre. It's the perfect Valentine's Day show, honey, for the freaky and the bizarre. So come through in your looks, give your looks, and just carry. It's just like, this is the opportunity. This is the first step to really go a next level to show the world what we do. And there will be another step. There will be another level. There'll be time for other people to get on, other houses, you know, to make a name, make a statement. But for right now, guys, let me tell you something. You are going to be proud. And I'm not just saying that to say that, but I'm saying it because I'm there and I'm watching it. And I'm definitely making sure that my input is being taken seriously. And it is. Like, the way I'm deferred to on that set and the way people are acknowledging me, it's just amazing. And we're meeting a lot of different people, and we're talking to them. And it's all a learning curve, too, for a lot of them.
Okay, so let me tell
it's
you.
It's a learning curve.
I see a lot of people asking a lot of questions. Okay, let me say this to you, okay? Jack Marlon and Chase are the founding members of the House of Corpus Christi. Jack's professional name that he works under when it comes to the industry is Jack Mizrahi, okay? So that's how he said is Jack Mizrahi. Because when it comes to SAG and anything that he does professional, he's already branded as Jack Mizrahi. So that's why he said Jack Mizrahi. But yes, Jack.
No, I mean, yes. I just always want people to understand that, you know, people will say, people will call me and say, oh, Jack Mizrahi, and then apologize. Don't ever apologize to me for calling me Jack Mizrahi, even if it wasn't my professional name. That was a name. I never understand people who've been in the house for so long, and then the minute they leave the house and then somebody calls them by that name, all of a sudden it's saying they got the cooties. Bitch, please. You've been screaming that name for 10 months in some cases, and now all of a sudden you can't hear it attached to you. Go jump in the lake. This is my name. I'm going to die with that name, and I'm going to be rebirthed in that name. So that's my professional name, and there's nobody after me that will have as much stake in that name that I have. So it will never go nowhere. But, yes, but on the professional level, that is my professional name.
Yes. So we hear, I hope, listen, if the tickets are full for this Friday for the show, but they definitely have tickets for the next upcoming show, all you have to do is go send an email, and they will tell you the dates that they have available for the next upcoming shows that's going to be taped. So you girls can definitely get out here to be a part of it. I'm telling you.
I have the dates for the upcoming shows.
Okay.
The next show is on Friday. That'll be our third show. And then we have the 19th, then the 23rd of February, then the 27th of February. And then we go to March 3rd, March 8th, and then our finale will be March 12th.
So definitely, I urge you girls, if you want to have a good time, and you definitely want to, if you don't want to wait to see what the set looks like and stuff on television and stuff, and you want to see it up close and in person, definitely email and definitely get out here and be a part of this, because it's definitely a great time. I'm telling you, I had fun.
What I love the most is that, you know, we're in there and people are realizing, like, when they see the kids come out, you know, like I said, the first episode was them, you know, coming out and being themselves. The second episode, they have gotten assigned different categories to come through. But it means so much for them to hear just everybody cheering their house name. You know, whether you're an Ebony, a Ninja, a Balmain, a Aladdin, a Saint Laurent, a gorgeous Gucci, an Ebony, a West. You know, you have to come out there and just give them the energy because they need to see familiar faces. They need to see their family. Like that first day, even I was gagging the first taping. I turned this way, I saw Michael Haynes. I turned that way, I seen Giselle. I turned this way, I seen Smirk. You know, I turned that way, I seen Hank, who, by the way, won the $1,000 the other day. That was the last $1,000 category until our finale. All the categories will be $500 each every episode that we film. So come out there and get your coin. You know, if the categories are simple, they'll either be Vogue or Best Dress. You might throw in a sex sign. But it's always going to be part. It's going to be based on the theme that we're doing for that episode. And, you know, we know how to turn a theme out. That's what we do.
Yes. So definitely come out, bitch. They got $500 categories this week and on Friday, to get with it. You know what people do with $500 for $500 in New York City? Okay. That $5,000 will come a long way. So definitely, if y'all need any information about the show, definitely do hit me up. And I'll definitely give you all the information that y'all need to get for the show. I want to thank Jack for definitely coming on and giving us some updated information and stuff like that. So, you know, we're not going to get out of here today, but I just have to come and give y'all a little breakdown of what's going on, honey. Legend is in the building, bitch, and it's not going up for you.
Well,
okay.
thank you so much, and I will see you guys on Friday, and I will see you guys for the whole weekend, because we got a great weekend coming ahead. So what a great way to start it. I love you all. Have a good one.
Okay.
Miss Kelly, I will call you tomorrow.
Okay. How good, y'all?